This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They've been wrestling with powerful storms across the South from Texas to Georgia, fierce wind and possible tornadoes. Trees knocked down, buildings damaged, and some cars got blown off a highway in eastern Texas. Tens of thousands of people lost power across Alabama and Georgia. President Biden talked about climate change last night.
There's a lot of threats our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren are going to face. This is the only truly existential threat.
President Biden at a dinner with conservation and environmental groups last night. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass calls it a despicable stunt. A group of migrants arrived by bus in downtown Los Angeles yesterday, sent from Texas. Governor Greg Abbott says they were bused to Los Angeles because California has declared itself a sanctuary for immigrants. Mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards have been pricier as the Fed battles inflation with interest rate hikes. But now,
for the first time in 15 months, the Federal Reserve has left its key interest rate unchanged. The central bank had raised the benchmark rate 10 straight times in the inflation fight to the highest level in 16 years. It will stay there for now as the Fed looks to assess how the hikes have affected inflation and the overall economy.
That gives us more information to make decisions. We may try to make better decisions.
The pause was expected, but Jerome Powell and the central bankers also signaled a surprise.
Nearly all committee participants view it as likely that some further rate increases will be appropriate.
Maybe two more hikes this year, starting as soon as next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Florida will execute a man today for two separate killings in Palm Beach County in 1984. Dwayne Owen convicted in the deaths of a woman and a 14-year-old girl, both raped and killed. The girl stabbed, the woman attacked with a hammer. This is AP News. A morgue manager and four others are accused of selling human remains. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
A former manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and his wife and three other people have been indicted in the theft and sale of human body parts. Federal prosecutors in Pennsylvania say 55-year-old Cedric Lodge stole dissected portions of cadavers that were donated to the Harvard Medical School from 2018 to early 2023. Authorities say the body parts were taken without the school's knowledge or permission, and that Lodge sometimes took the body parts back to his New Hampshire home where he lived with his wife Denise. Prosecutors say Lodge allowed buyers to visit the morgue to choose the remains they wanted to buy. The indictment charges the Lodges and three others with conspiracy and interstate transport of stolen goods. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.